Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
888-808-1019. Let's get in some calls here. How do you say this? ATEF?
Where are we at?
ATEF is calling from Saddlebrook. What's up, ATEF?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I have a crazy trade potential between the Yankees and the Mets.
Oh, yes. Can't wait to hear that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, before I get that, real quick about the discussion you had about Mattingly and David Wright. You know, I have been a Mets fan since 85. You know who was standing on the top of the steps of the dugout of the Boston Red Sox when they were about to win the World Series in Game 6 when Mookie Wilson hit that triple hit first base?
Who was it?
Tom Seaver.
That's right. Tom was on that team. That's right.
Okay.
There you go. So he cursed him.
So, yeah.
What's the point?
You guys were talking about how Mattingly is.
Yeah.
Right. What's the point about Seaver, though?
But would you have been happy if the Red Sox won because I guess you love Tom Seaver? I guess that's what you're getting at, right?
No. I'm a Mets fan. No, I honestly, I love Tom Seaver. Always will.
Right, I'm still confused about the point.
I hated him at that moment.
Okay.
Gotcha.
He was ready to run out on the field and stick the dagger into the Mets' heart.
The Mets got rid of him. Either way. They deserve it.
No, I understand.
Okay, gotcha.
What's your other point?
What's the trade here?
The trade, okay, this sounds crazy, okay, but just think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
So the Yankees need a leadoff hitter. You said that, BT,
yes,
right?
Yes, 100%.
And they also, and they can deny it all they want, they do have a problem at shortstop.
Yes.
So if just think about this. Lindor for Stanton and a top minor league pitcher from the Yankees, and the Yankees carry Stanton's full burden, okay? So Jet moves from the minor league into shortstop, and the Yankees get what they want. The Mets will have free some money.
But I'll tell you, hold on one sec, buddy. That's a big, broad assumption, and thank you for the call.
Old school radio call.
Once in a while it works a little bit here. It took a while to get to the point, but eventually got there. You're assuming that Yankee fans want Lindor, and I would think that there's some that would. Now, the Stanton thing, and I went over the numbers the other day, obviously the Miami Marlins are paying $10 million offset that. So it's really like it's a weapon that the Yankees could use. Not that I don't think Lindor is good, but I do. Although he did take a big step backwards defensively, whatever. I don't need Lindor at 34, 34, 34, 34, 34, 34 through the year 2031 a pass.
See,
especially if I'm giving you a prospect.
I think that would be a mistake from the Yankee standpoint. I would never do that from the Mets standpoint. I'm all for trading Lindor. And by the way, that exact iteration of it, for the Yankees to do it, it would have to be you take Stanton, take that salary.
Yeah.
We'll take back Lindor and take his salary. You can't really have prospects exchanging hands. Like, I'm also not saying you'd be ridiculous from the Yankees to turn it down, saying you have to send a prospect the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Just pound for pound, money for money, Giancarlo Stanton is a worse fit than Lindor would be.
No question.
Okay, so if you could find a way that the Mets would pay some of that salary down and they take Stanton off, Lindor would benefit. He would be great on the Yankees. A perfect fit for them. They do need a shortstop. Even with him declining defensively, still better than what they've had. He could be a leadoff hitter. That ballpark, he's going to rake. He's going to put up numbers. That would make them better to me.
It would make them better in 2026 and probably 2027. And then we're right back, even though he's better than DJ. I'm not trying to shade him here. But now you get into the 2028s, and where is he range-wise? Maybe you put him at second. It's never going to happen. Number one, the Yankees are going to eventually give Lombard a real shot. Whether he's the real deal, we'll find out. They're not finished with Volpe yet. Some of you think that they should be. They're not. So if Lindor was a little younger, again, like next year, absolutely would make the Yankees better.
Right.
There's no question. He would address all
probably the next couple years. Yeah.
Next couple, yeah. I'll even give him two, maybe a third.
Well,
but the baggage
what,
on the back end. He's got six. I can't have a player for 6 years. Yeah. But then we get back to the same old stuff. We got Hicks. You know, and again, Hicks is obviously widely inferior to Lindor. I'm not trying to shade Lindor, but let's think about Lindor not now. Let's think about Lindor in a couple of years when he is a shell of what he now.
Well, it's why I want to trade him from a Mets perspective.
I understand.
Now.
Well, then why would I want to take? If you want to get rid of him, why would I want to take him?
Because you can win a World Series with him right now. He fits them better. Now, again, I would not. As much as I want to trade him, there's no chance in hell from a Mets perspective I would ever trade Francisco Lindor. A, to the Yankees. B, for Giancarlo Stanton. Like,
that's not going to work for you guys.
Oh,
it shouldn't.
Oh, my God. Like,
although you do get your DH that you were screaming about yesterday that you find that you want.
I wouldn't want him. No, I think he's got value elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't want Giancarlo Stanton. I've seen him do it with the Yankees. Now, I think, let's say in a world where Pete Alonso left the Mets and they try to upgrade their defense, and you're going to say, well, how are you going to replace that power? That is a way. You take on Giancarlo Stanton's contract, and you have him be the DH. And it's not going to be the commitment that the Yankees have committed to him for years. And also, the Mets don't have five DHs like the Yankees have. They don't have any. So they could use an actual DH. So I do think that there is a fit for each team with each player. However, a trade for each other
between those teams doesn't work.
Yeah, it does not make
well,
sense.
Well, I mean, it's funny because you look at the Mets infield right now. Who knows if Pete's back? McNeil's not. I mean, if he's back, what are we doing? You know, Lindor is still good, but he's starting to show some signs of regression, which is, it's no shame in that. You know, he's in his early 30s. He's played a lot of baseball in the middle of the diamond. It's natural to lose just a little bounce, and he has. The defensive metrics say that. Not that he can't bounce back. I'm not saying he's finished, but he's not quite the defender when he first got here. I like Beatty, but I don't know if the Mets are married to Beatty at third base.
Or should they be? They could be better.
Like, I'm with you.
He's a nice player.
Yeah.
He's got potential, but like...
I like him a lot more. Yeah. I do like him more than Vientos, and I loved Vientos going into last year, but I do think that Beatty, I think his stick is going to play. I think he's going to hit, and then you get to the catching spot, and Francisco Alvarez, it's like, I mean, out of all the infield positions, there's really no locks that a guy is absolutely back or absolutely definitively in the middle of their prime or still elevating. That's the Mets have a lot of work this well. We know that, and there's different days and deeper discussions. They got a lot to do.
Right, but the good thing is, even though there's a lot to do, they have resources in both finances and the farm system now. So they're at least in a spot where it's not like, oh, crap, they can't spend any money, or, oh, crap, they don't have a farm system to work with.
I agree.
There's a ton to do, but they also have a lot that they can maneuver here. So there shouldn't be any excuses. For me, it's not like, oh, wow, they have a lot to do. Maybe next year's not the year. No, figure it out, dude. I would love the idea. Okay, here's the challenge. Roll up your sleeves and let's go build a ball club.
Yeah.
Whether it's trading Lindor, whether it's trading Nimmo, whether it's bringing everybody back and adding to it, whether it's trading Vientos or Beatty or some of the minor league system, bringing in the right. Like, there are a million different ways to do this thing. Go do it. I'm tired of hearing the excuses, and I'm tired of falling short year after year after year after year for 40 years.
I don't mean to step on it. I don't blame you, dude. I don't blame you at all. So, real fast, I like to do this. Now, but you can't think, because I want first answer.
Yeah.
And it's simple, yes or no. I'm going to hit you with five quick items, and no processing, yes or no. Is Pete back with the Mets, yes or no?
Well, would I want him back, or will he be back?
Will he be back? So, you're answering from their perspective. Will Pete be back?
Yes.
Will McNeil be back?
No.
Will Lindor be back?
Yes.
Will Nimmo be back?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Will Scoobal be here?
Yes.
Will Alvarez beat the starter?
Yes.
That's a little bit too many yeses for me, man.
That's my.
I get it.
I don't know.
Now your answers. Would your answers be very different from what you think that they're? Because you answered it from their perspective.
Yeah, I would not.
Ready? Answering.
Yeah.
Would you bring Pete back?
Only if he agrees to be part-time DH.
DH. Okay. Yeah. I know your answer on McNeil. He's gone.
I think that the DH part of things is even more important than the money.
Clearing that up and having a real stick that can provide some presence. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's been a problem for you
guys. Think about it. He could play a little first.
Yeah.
So you got some versatility there. You want to get somebody else in DH. Somebody's hurt or hobbled. All right, Pete, you could play first base for a couple games. Even the first year, I'll be like, you could play 80-something games at first. You're our primary DH, though. DH first baseman, that is what you do. I think that makes the Mets better because you keep his bat, which is the best asset,
mm-hmm.
and he's a DH, and you upgrade defensively. So even if it were $180 million 6 years, like, I'm not willing to do that, but I would rather concede that than concede him being the everyday first baseman. I don't want to see it anymore.
You were saying that during the summer, so that's consistent. And by the way, you know, I think the market's going to be a lot more kind to him this offseason. You know, he bounced back in a big way, so he's not going to have to get a one and an opt-out. All right, would you bring Nimmo back? You?
I would not.
Would you trade McClain for Scoobal?
I would not.
Would you have Beatty committed as the opening day third baseman?
No
Brinkman's chance. Out there.
No chance.
You know?
I would not have anybody committed to anything, especially Beatty, who's... I think he's a useful piece, but what if the Tigers said, well, we need Beatty. See ya.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's a given.
We'll figure out a third base somewhere else.
Who's your starting center fielder day one?
Well, I think that's a big thing that they have to figure out. I don't like Duran from the Red Sox. I know he's been brought up.
He was a lot more appealing a couple of years ago. Yeah. He's a little sloppy.
I know there's
guy.
Some thought about maybe trading for Luis Robert. Again, point is there aren't any great options. Really, what you should do, and this is maybe a big point, BT. I don't know if we can get into it today, but definitely it's going to be a theme over the course of the next couple of weeks, if not just flat out months. Similar to where we were with Soto, meaning that there were two perspectives. My perspective was the Yankees cannot let him go.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was they gotta, I thought he was gonna leave, but from a Yankees perspective, gotta bring him back and then build on top of it. And from a Mets perspective, it was have to have him. The difference is I believe Soto was gonna leave. With Bellinger, I don't believe he's going to leave.
Yeah, me neither.
But if he does, the Mets have to get him because there are no other good center field options. So a big part of me is like, dismissing Bellinger. And I don't like the idea of paying that much money to a guy who I don't trust offensively. But at least I know the floor with him is he's an excellent center fielder.
With versatility.
Could play the corner spots.
Gamer.
Could play first base if you need it. Gamer.
And good wheels.
I do think his floor has gone up a little bit. He performed well in New York.
I agree.
So now I don't love the fact that he's lefty with Soto, whatever. But I think the Yankees have to keep him, and I believe that they will keep him. However, I also believe that you talk about center field. Find me the better option to play center field for the Mets than Cody Bellinger.
There isn't one. I got one more question for you. Whatever the top offer is from whomever, are the Mets right there or slightly more for a competitive offer for Tucker? At the end of the hot stove, do the Mets dip their toe in the pool, or are they all in and try to get him?
I don't believe the Mets are going to go the avenue of Tucker. The only way that I think that that's possible is if they do trade Lindor and or Nimmo. Otherwise, they got to invest. Like, Scoobal's my guy. You got to get Scoobal.
Yep.
And trading a lot for him now also means that you're going to have to give a lot of money up next year. So I can't invest whatever's
$450 million for him. He's not worth $450, by the way.
Right, nor do I think they need him. Now, the Yankees, another argument. Like, maybe the Yankees make an argument you do need him. By the way, one option for the Mets could be Grisham, too, but you're talking about a much lower level.
Like, I forgot about Grisham. Yeah, that's true.
Until just now.
That's true.
I mean, but again, do I love Grisham?
Yeah, good luck getting a .190 against lefties if you're lucky.
Put it this way. I'd rather pay Grisham whatever it is that he's going to command, which I don't think would be a lot.
What, maybe 2 years with an option? What, 10, 12, 15 a year, something like that?
I'm not 100% sure. I know he's coming off a big year, but I wouldn't pay him for that year. That's why probably he'll get somewhere else more than the Mets would be willing to pay. But I'd rather pay him than trade for Duran or Luis Robert. The other issue is they have Carson Bench, who they like as a potential center fielder, but you might have to move on from him in a Skubal trade.
In a pitching
also,
trade.
Also, there's an unknown. So I'd like to go into the year with at least a big league center fielder, which is why I think Bellinger's the best option and Grisham probably the second best option.
A little hot stove. Feels good, right?
BT, I love it. I mean, we can talk that all day long, and we're going to have to talk it all day long with the Jets and Giants the way that they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.